Stay humble or stumble. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. And I might add that starting next week, you will be listening to the same thought for today for 30 days or better, unless Sylvia and Ingeborg get on here and put some thoughts for today on here. I don't know. Sylvia has said to me that she would like to go out and give seminars. And I said, all right, Sylvia, why don't you give a talk here? Why don't you share with us your ability to give a seminar? And I said, well, go ahead. No, not but just go ahead. And so Sylvia should take every opportunity she has to talk, because she talks anyhow with every opportunity. Now she talks for a purpose with every opportunity. Yeah? Now, Ingeborg,
yes.
When I read what you write, it is rather good. It has depth, it has refinement, it has quality, and it has interest. Now, those are beautiful things. Now, write something if you wish, and then read it. Or, if it's better, I think it's better, speak extemporaneously, or just use your notes for an outline. But I think the presentation that you could give during the next month could make me lose my job. I mean, you know, they'd get so accustomed to you guys and think you're so wonderful, they'd say, more of them, more of them. And I've offered it to Ellen, too. But Ellen doesn't want to stay home. She wants to take the tour around the Europe and Africa, giving seminars and having a lot of fun. She thinks she just the cat's meow. And she is. You know what the cat's meow is? Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. No. But what's all the... See, stay humble or stumble. When you give the talks while we're gone, when you give them, you know, both of you, and you can alternate them or whatever you want to do, but when you give them, realize that you're just sharing what's on your heart. You're sharing something. Now, I would suggest that you take something like a letter that might come in from one of our students, and it turns you on, and you think, wow, this would be a beautiful answer to that letter. And your thought for today doesn't have to be half an hour long. It can just be 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. And then, of course, you dial a healing word. That's only 3 to 5 minutes, too. But you've got a whole host of opportunity here to express what geniuses you are. And ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience here, Sylvia has been here since the year ought none, you know. And Ingeborg came just a week before that. And they have been here from the beginning of time. And they know everything. They're brilliant. They're dynamic. They're powerful. They have had experiences that would shake us out of our boots and make us feel very comfortable being shook out. So tune in when we're gone and listen to the magic of Sylvia and Ingeborg as they bring you the thought for today and instant inspiration. This was a commercial brought to you by the Church of God Unlimited, University of Healing here in Campo, California, and we invite you to join us every day to listen to the thought for today and instant inspiration. And now I give you Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, who will speak about stay humble or stumble. Dr. Barley, would you please take over? Thank you very much, sir. It's a joy to present these ideas to the world. Stay humble or stumble. Now, we don't talk about stumbling, because stumbling is something that humble people never do, and we're humble people. Now, what is a humble people? What is a humble person? Dr. Jeremini, what is a humble person in just one or two words?
A person who likes himself.
Exactly. A person who likes himself is a humble person. Why is a person who likes himself a humble person? Because they have not got their nose in somebody else's business. And when you have your nose in somebody else's business, you're not humble. You think you're superior to them. You think that they need your guidance. They need your help. They need your wisdom. They need your kick. But they don't. They don't. We will be speaking during the next session, which they'll put on here someday. And our topic will be, our vision is our experience. whatever we see others doing is exactly who we are. And if we have the audacity to see others as being less than beautiful, then that's who we are. If we see everyone fabulous, wonderful, successful, dynamic, powerful, then that's what we are. And what are you giggling about? Hmm? Oh. Yes, clean your ears. That's a good idea. See, when we listen, when we realize that we are wonderful. All right, let's just talk about Ellen for a minute. She's the one who brought us to her attention. Ellen has a son, and his name is Diego. And he is a very interesting person. Now, Diego has a lot of problems. And his problems are, starting right now, he's a handsome boy. That's tough, because, you know, you attract other beautiful, handsome people around you when you're a handsome person. He is exceedingly wise. He always does the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right purpose. He's looked after by other people as a model of a human being, and they don't realize he's really just a divine being. But he is an exquisite person. Now, he is married to one of the most glorious women on the face of the earth, a beautiful woman who is dynamic and powerful and successful and rich. She has a good job. No, she's just a very super girl. And then from that union came Giacomo, a boy who is incomparable. You cannot compare him to anyone. He is so beautiful, so intelligent, so thoughtful, so loving, so magnificent. He is just the ideal child, really, the ideal boy. And all of his friends don't look at him as being superior to them. They just say, we like to play with Giacomo because he's the kind of guy we like to be around. We like to play with Giacomo because he's so interesting and so much fun and he's so lovely. Oh, yes, I'll get to them too. Now, Lorenza, the wife of Diego, has a mother and father who are two of the most precious, outstanding people that you could ever want to meet. The father is all filled with love and joy and peace, and every time you see him, he has a big smile on his face like he's got a private secret that he wants to tell you. And if you sit for a little while with him, he tells it to you. And you know what that secret is? That secret is that he is a wonderful guy, and he creates around him wonderful people. So as he looks at Ellen, he says, Ellen, this is the mother of Diego, Ellen, I don't know why or how we ever got so lucky and so fortunate and so blessed as to have your son come into our life. He has made our world into a world of beauty and harmony and peace and joy. He has been a bulwark when we would have little problems. And he would always stand there in a humble, joyful way and make us feel everything's going to be all right. And the mother of Lorenza, a precious jewel, a beautiful woman who is 300,000 years old. No, but just a beautiful woman. And she's a mature woman, but she's just a charm. And everywhere she goes, people just delight in her presence. And they live quite close to Diego because they didn't want their daughter, who they love so dearly, and Diego, who they learned to love so dearly after they met him, you know, had to meet him first. They wanted them to live right close by. So they live just across the alley from the Alamo. And they have a lovely house there in Lugano, and they just remodeled it, spending several million dollars in remodeling. I mean, my God. He's a banker and she's a tax collector. You know, what more do you want? Oh. you look at the Bible and Jesus had his tax collector and his bankers too, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He sure did. And so Diego is one of the most outstanding beings on the face of the earth, a humble experience. Our vision is our experience. What do you see? What do you see in the world around you? Are you surrounded by people just like you? Yuck. Or are you surrounded by people just like you? Ah, you know? What kind of people are you surrounded by? Yeah, Daniel was telling us that he was surrounded by some people who were not so very nice for a while there. And they sort of encouraged him to go astray. And he had been surrounded by people before who were very nice, who also encouraged him to go astray. And they were called Cub Scouts. You know, they were trying everything they could to test Mr. Daniel here to see if he would do some silly stuff with them. Mm-hmm. And Daniel was always the angel, always the humble man who knew his position and never outstepped his bounds. And the boys worship him to this day. And that was how many years ago? 20 years, 10 years? 13, 14 years ago. And all of them are married today and have a dozen children and grandchildren, and they just love him because he has been so instrumental in their life in directing them to their highest and best. And you see, this is what makes life worthwhile. This is why Diego, he took after his mother, you know. This is why Diego has been such an outstanding young man. And Diego took after his father. His father was a renowned banker, and he's known throughout all of Lugano, all of the world, in fact. He had a little bad press for a little while, but the good press is about to come and show what magnificence he has provided for the world in which he lived, but all with humility. And this is what you can do, and this is what Ellen does. She is the most humble, gentle, caring lady you could ever want, because that's what she creates about her. And look at me. She created me about her. No one could be more humble than I am, could they? You like that? You giggle. You giggle, my goodness sakes. Remember, stay humble or stumble. And life is too wonderful not to stay humble and enjoy yourself and find all the glory that's in your heart, in the world around you, because that's where you put it. You're a wonderful group. I love you very much, and have a wonderful day. Stay humble. I know you'll never stumble. I love you. I love you. I love you.